Fake news has beaten both Halal Snack Pack and Alt-Right to be the Macquarie Dictionary's Word of the Year. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has been finding out why.
No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
That's the then-president-elect Donald Trump railing against CNN during a press conference. It's a term that came to prominence in 2016 to refer to websites that deliberately publish disinformation promoted on social media for political purposes. The editor of Macquarie Dictionary, Sue Butler, explains why fake news was their top pick.
The committee looks for a word that rises from the pack, you know, has some sort of broader context and meaningfulness for us. As well as that, they look for something that's a bit clever. But fake news, the shift from the notion that we can trust that what we read in the papers is true to we're never quite sure whether it's going to be true or not because people are deliberately misleading us, and that's considered fair, a clever strategy, something that everyone's doing. I mean, how we pick our way through this is quite hard to see.
Fake news had plenty of competition, 14 other words to be exact.
The words on the shortlist were yolk, which is a West Australian plant. There were a few of these. These are plants which are being taken up for commercial cultivation and re-presented in with their Aboriginal names. So that was interesting. Race bending, which is altering the ethnicity of a character in a book or a film or something for a new version of it. The standing desk. Last year, suddenly everyone seemed to be tossing out the old desk and getting a standing desk. Shoofiti, which was a clever word, the practice has been around, throwing shoes over the wires. That's been around for a long time, but a few years ago someone came up with this clever name for it.
There was also Halal Snack Pack, which, if you somehow missed it, is comprised of hot chips, grated cheese, halal kebab meat, garlic sauce, barbecue sauce and chilli sauce. Its frequent champion is Western Sydney Labor Senator Sam Dastyari, who's even tried to make the case to One Nation leader Pauline Hanson.
I will take you out for a halal snack pack out in the western suburbs of Sydney whenever you want.
Not happening. Not interested in halal. Thank you.
Alt-right was also in the mix. It's a term you might have heard most recently this week applied to Richard Spencer, a far-right figure in the US who's also been described as a white supremacist. He made headlines when he was punched in the head during a live interview with the ABC at a Donald Trump protest.
It's Pepe's become kind of a symbol.
Fake news, of course, is more than one word, and Sue Butler explains why.
If we talked about lexical items or compound nouns or whatever, this would be rather puzzling. So we adopt the normal speak and say these are the words that have gone into the dictionary.
It seems like a lot of these words, if they're not new themselves, they're about something that is new or has entered the public consciousness in 2017. Is this shortlist about reading the zeitgeist a bit?
Yes, that's exactly right. I've always found that I can look back at a selection of new words for each year and say, oh yes, that was the year that, you know, we had the financial collapse and we had all these words for it. Or that was the year that the environment was the big issue and we suddenly learnt all sorts of environmental terms. The words do reflect our concerns, discoveries, new thrills and spills, new games, sports, new fears, new diseases and so on.
Do you think it's important to keep an open mind to words that at first blush might seem silly?
Well, definitely some of those turn up in the colloquial list because part of colloquialism is being silly. If you're a person who learned to say that, you know, things were cool, then you're a bit taken aback by someone who says that they're amazeballs, and you think that's silly. But colloquialism has this fashionable element in it, and we, in the dictionary, we need to record everything. We record the words that are just playful and fun and fashionable and silly and coarse and vulgar and technical and serious. The dictionary has everything.
That's Sue Butler, editor of the Macquarie Dictionary, speaking there to Angela Lavoie-Pierre.